teenagers. Can't live with them, can't take them on holiday. Not true, says Sarah Tucker, author of How Teenager Will Travel. When your children are too old for a Disney-themed family holiday, the USA still has lots to offer. Sarah recommends a road trip, starting off from Los Angeles.
You drive along the coast to San Francisco, and then out to Yosemite, Death Valley, the Grand Canyon, Vegas, Joshua Tree National Park, and then round back to LA again. That is a trip that would suit most teenagers, especially those that are what I called in the book too cool for schoolers. Those that are very, very difficult to please, because it has that variety. You've got the wonderful coastal route, which is interesting. You stop at places like Santa Cruz and a Half Moon Bay, where films like The Fog and The Lost Boys were filmed. In fact, a lot of places that you go and see, sort of iconic films were made, and teenagers love that. Outside San Francisco, you've got Alcatraz, which is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And they do a really interesting audio tour there, which, as I said, even very difficult to please teenagers would love. And then you can go out to Yosemite. You can do amazing hikes there. Then on to Death Valley, which was about sort of like 54, 56 degrees. And Vegas. Like, I actually thought I failed as a mother, because my son, who's 14, he adored it. He absolutely loved it. And I thought, well, he won't be able to do much because he's underage for drinking and going to the casinos. But it is great for teenagers. We went to see one show at one of the hotels called Excalibur, and it was the jousting show, and it was brilliant. It was actually really funny and good. And I've been to Vegas before, but taking my son there, I just saw a totally different side to it, and I actually enjoyed it more. And I think especially on road trips like that particular one, it makes you see the places that you think you know in a very, very different way. And then we went on to the Grand Canyon. Now, interesting, the Grand Canyon I adored, but it's something that teenagers, it might be a little bit lost on, because to them it's sort of, yes, it's wonderful, but the way to make that interesting is going up in the helicopter, and then you see the full scale and impact of the things, and getting them up about 5 o'clock in the morning so they can walk down to the bottom. That's difficult, getting any teenager up, but if they can't get up for the Grand Canyon in the morning, what can they get up for? And as a road trip, it's ideal for teenagers because it offers variety, its pace, it's interesting, it's got the outdoors, but it's also got that urban quality that they need, the grit, the Alcatraz, the Vegas, and obviously arriving back in LA, if you're on the beach and you go to Santa Monica, they're with their peers. And so it really brings together all the best bits of what teenagers love.
That's travel writer Sarah Tucker. Her book, How Teenager Will Travel, is available from Amazon.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.